Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's part two. Sam Crowley, we're back with a wet your pants, excited kind of a podcast, and it's awesome, man. It's awesome. You got to be crazy. You got to be crazy with what it is. You got to be in the interesting business. Nobody likes boring. Remember, most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. Why? Because they've gone ahead and modeled the wrong people. For example, all right, let's say you're a 22-year-old male and you're entering the corporate workforce for the very first time. Now, you're $200,000 in debt from that college degree that you thought was going to make a difference so you could get the piece of paper. Okay, that was your first mistake doing that. The second thing is you went in and you interviewed and you interviewed and you interviewed. Why? Because all your buddies are. They had the companies can't come on campus, and they did a little recruiting day, and most of your friends went for the pharmaceutical job and working at Xerox and Kodak or whatever. And now you're left to interview because you didn't get those jobs. So you're off to the man, and you're firing your resume out there, and you're going in with your only blue blazer. You got two pair of khaki pants, and you bought a couple ties off the clearance rack at Macy's. And now, oh, and the penny loafers. God, remind me to tell you the penny loafer story when I was 18 years old. 19, was it? I got to tell it. Oh, I got it. I just got it. Sorry, just humor me, okay? Just keep driving. If you're running on the treadmill, just keep running. Just like, give me a couple minutes to tell this story. Freshman year, was it freshman or sophomore? It doesn't matter. I sound like my daughter now. Good Lord, my daughter, 10-year-old, can't tell a story. It takes her forever. And then she goes back to the beginning. You got a kid like that? Holy moly. My wife and I look at each other like, oh, my God. Pull my eyelashes out. It'd be less painful. So freshman year of college, we'll say. And I'm going to a wedding back home. And I don't have any shoes, like dress shoes. So I go to JCPenney's and I open up a charge account. No, this was my sophomore year. It was. All right, I promise it was my sophomore year at Penn State. And I get a charge card at Penny's. I'm like, what in the hell? Seriously, you're giving – I'm the most irresponsible human being on the planet, and you're giving me a JCPenney charge? Nice. Loaded weapon. So remember, credit isn't bad. It can be used for good and not so good, just like a loaded weapon. And this was definitely not good that I had this card. Because I immediately went 30 days delinquent with it, I think, in about 31 days. So I charged my pair of penny loafers. I was styling, man. I was styling. I went to the wedding with the same suit I wore to homecoming 2 years before. I was in the homecoming court. Didn't win. Major disappointment for yours truly at Bradford Area High School. Nonetheless, I showed up. But anyway, I'm wearing the suit. I'm wearing a wool suit. It was about 80 degrees outside. And the suit fit like Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live. Fat man in a little coat. I had gained about, let's just say I gained a couple of pounds in between my senior year of high school and my sophomore year of college. The waistline was expanding quite rapidly. And it wasn't a good look. The pants were high-watered. I was fat. The zipper was broken. It was just a bad look all the way around. And what's even funnier, and I had the Dumb and Dumber haircut, don't forget, the bangs all the way cut across like a bowl. Don't forget, though, I thought I looked amazing. And that's all what life is, man. It's how you feel inside. So I charged the penny loafers at Penny's, and I go to the wedding, and, I got busy on the dance floor because that's another thing I like to do, man, is, I get after it in a big way. It takes me about six beers, and after that, watch out. Watch out. It's a little bit of James Brown meets Jim Carrey type of moves I got working out there on the dance floor. And like anyone, I'm better with age. So now if I were to go to a wedding reception, if you're getting married anytime soon, please invite me. I would like to come dancing at your wedding. or whatever, your bar mitzvah, whatever it is. I'm very inexpensive. Okay, I'm not going to say I'm cheap, but I'm inexpensive. And, man, I like to cut the rug. Don't get to do that enough with four kids, and I'm 48. So the shoes, by the end of the night, looked like they had gone into battle. And I went back to, drove back to college after the wedding. Well, not that night, because that wouldn't have been a good idea. But Sunday, I drove back to college, and I'm like, huh, well, I'm never going to wear these shoes again. I'm going to return them to Penny's and just say they didn't fit. Hey, it's embarrassing. I'm not proud of it. Okay, this is Confession Wednesday, all right? So I'm not saying I'm proud of what I did. I'm just saying I was 20 years old, 19 years old, and this is what I did. So I returned them to Petty's, and yeah, they just didn't look the same as they did when I got them out of the box. They kind of lost that shine, if you know what I mean. The lady looks at me. She goes, why are you returning? Like, why are you returning these? Like, well, you know, they just don't fit. They're a little tight, a little too narrow, you know, for the feet. She goes, you wore these. I go, oh, you bet. You, not only did I, I'm thinking, not only did I wear them, man. I was like Denny Terrio on steroids with these things. You have no idea. Beer all over them, spilled. Just what? Imagine a dance floor and a bar and all that stuff. Bottom line, long story short, she took them back, gave me the dirtiest look ever, credited my card. The $55 it cost, $55, no joke, 1987. Good Lord. That was my Penny story. Not. I feel better, though. I feel like I got that off my chest. I don't even know if I've ever shared that story before. So thank you for listening. Back to the story. So Johnny gets out of college. He goes to interview. He's in the corporate world. And he starts modeling everybody. He gets hired on. And what does he do? He's never had coffee before. Now he starts drinking coffee. Now he's going to the coffee room. He's going to the water cooler, talking politics, religion, how much the boss sucks. I need a raise. Work is too hard. The 15-minute breaks get extended to 30 minutes. He starts smoking. Before you know it, he gains weight. Everybody's married. He's getting married. He's doing everything just because he's modeling people. That's most people, okay? Just being a professional lemming walking through life. That's not you, at least now. Now that you know you shouldn't be doing that, that's not you. You model. You want to be great. You model individuals. And I'm going to share this. I got a much, much longer video inside the Everyday Saturday Academy. When I began my speaking career, I modeled one of my mentors. And I share his name on the video and how I found him and what it is that really struck me about this individual. And it changed my life. And I'm not saying that mildly. It literally changed the trajectory of my life. And I stopped talking the way I used to talk. I stopped acting the way I used to act. I stopped thinking the way I used to think, all because of the individual that I listened to. And I Googled him and just found him on the internet. So when I began modeling this person, my life changed. And I said, you know, I can be great at this. If I just stick to it, if I just work and work and work and work and have fun and just own it. I mean, some days I'll work an hour. Some days I'll work 10 hours. The summer of 2013, I didn't work from June 1st to September 1st. I took the entire summer off. Rode roller coasters at Kings Island. It was great. Why? Because I just wanted to. I worked my ass off up until June so I could take the summer off with the kids. We rode roller coasters every day we were at Kings Island. It's probably the most fun we've had as a family, quite honestly, because Susan, we had the complications the next summer. Susan was born at 24 weeks, and since then, I mean, you know, we've had to spend a lot of time to nurse this baby back to health. So I think back of that summer, yeah, it took 3 months off. But some days you'll take an hour off. And look, when you first start building this, even though you love it so much and you're excited and you're wet your pants excited, you're going to work a lot. But you're going to love it because why do what you don't want to do? It's okay to work part-time to pay the bills, the health insurance, and all that. You got to do that, okay? I would never tell anybody not to. But at some point in time, you got to ask yourself, really? I mean, really? I'm as great as anybody out there doing this, okay? I know as much as anybody else does. The only thing missing is the passion and the fire in the belly type of urgency that I approach my day with. And if I take that and I just hold the magnifying glass over that, it'll get hot. You know, I'm not going to make $1 million this month. What if I made $1,000? What if I made $100? You got to make a dollar before you can make $1 million. Would you not agree with that statement? So find what it is that you really like to do and say, hey, the only way anybody ever got to a higher level doing what it is that you want to do, they stayed in the game and they were excited. What kind of excited were they, everybody? On three. One, two, three. They were wet your pants excited. It's Sam Crowley. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter. You in or out of this new Everyday Saturday Academy? You in Are you in or out? Just let me know so I know who the players are, who the people that are wet your pants excited are. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.